It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, here we go. Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Trey back with you. Hour number 3 of The Drive getting underway. Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Blockbuster trade in the NBA this afternoon. The Rockets have sent James Harden to the Nets in a 4-team trade that involves the Pacers and Cavaliers. The Nets send Houston a package that includes multiple players and draft picks and features guard Caris LeVert, who was then traded to the Pacers for Victor Oladipo, center Jarrett Allen, and forward Taurean Prince are headed from the Nets to the Cavs in the deal, while the Rockets receive Cleveland guard Dante Exum and Brooklyn forward Rodions Kurux. You got all that, Bear?
Well, you butchered those, Russ.
I think I nailed it, except for the last one. Which one did I miss?
Just the way you were saying them.
I got them all, except for I don't know who Rodions Kurux.
Victor Oladipo.
That's his name.
I'm Russ. I host The Drive. Victor Oladipo.
That's how you say his name. It's Victor Oladipo. What did I say?
You said it was kind of a country accent, Russ.
You are accusing me of having a southern accent.
Not accusing you. I'm just stating facts, Russell. Normally, you talk like this. Well, there, I think it's a really bad idea to hang out with Cody McClure.
Yeah, you are such a jerk. You're just a rude, mean, bitter old man.
I think it's, maybe
just
a good idea.
Just a damn fool is what you are.
You guys are completely moronic when you get together.
Number 2, Louisiana Monroe has hired Rich Rodriguez as its new associate head coach and offensive coordinator. Rich Rod, who most recently served as Ole Miss's offensive coordinator in 2019, will be joining new Warhawks coach Terry Bowden. Man, I'm like, first, I don't disparage anybody good for him, but what a fall from grace, man. This guy was the head coach at Michigan. Remember what a hot name he was at West Virginia? Everybody, Bama tried to hire him. He turned him down. If he hadn't, Nick Saban would never have gone there.
He totally screwed us.
He did. But ever since then, he's bounced around. He had that disastrous tenure at Arizona, and then he's at.
What if he had not turned them down and somehow we had ended up with Saban here?
No, don't do that to yourself. Why would you even do that to yourself? What are you doing, man?
All our recruits would be driving around town in orange Dodge Chargers. It'd be incredible.
Number 3, Cleveland Browns defensive backs Denzel Ward and Kevin Johnson were both activated off the reserve COVID list after missing the past 2 games, including the playoff win at Pittsburgh. So, big news for them. Cleveland's still hoping to get Pro Bowl guard Joel Bitonio off the COVID list. Did you see what happened with his replacement during that game? That Hance guy? So, Bitonio's replacement was a guy named Dunn, I think, and he got hurt and had to come off the field in the game. And the guy that replaced him was some dude that was like, they signed off the couch in New Jersey earlier that week. And he played pretty much the entire fourth quarter of a contested playoff game. And the game was, closer than the score would indicate. There was some nervy moments for Cleveland in the fourth quarter. But by all counts, he did really well. His name was Hance. They said that Baker Mayfield said he literally introduced himself to him in the locker room during pregame routine.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 4, Philadelphia Eagles are interviewing candidates for their head coaching job. They've already interviewed Joe Brady from the Panthers and are set to interview New England Patriots linebacker coach Jerod Mayo.
What?
Jerod Mayo interviewing for the Philadelphia Eagles head coaching job.
He's good enough for the freaking Philadelphia Eagles. Why isn't he good enough for Tennessee?
I knew you
were having a mistake. Bring him home, Russ.
So predictable.
I've got a.
He's number one on your board now.
Isn't he? Hot board.
Yeah, he's at the top of your hot board. He just didn't even know this until 2 seconds ago, and now all of a sudden, he has replaced Eric Bieniemy as Bears' number one selection. Bear, the guy, first of all, he's been a football coach for like 2 or 3 years, and he has zero college coaching experience. He has never recruited.
It's Gerard Mayo, dude. Come on.
Yeah, we've established the candidate's identity. Now let's talk about his credentials. He's never been a college coach. What are you doing? He's never been a coordinator, Bear.
It's Gerard Mayo, Russ.
That's your argument. That is like your argument for Gerard Mayo is that he is Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. What more needs to be said? Are you familiar with Gerard?
Yes, I'm familiar. Are you familiar? What can you tell me about Gerard Mayo other than he played at Tennessee a long time ago?
He was an ass-kicking machine at the University of Tennessee, Russell.
What
I get fired up about
when did he
Gerard
play?
Mayo, buddy.
When did he play?
Oh, hell. Back in the mid-2000s.
Okay. Where's he from?
Gerard, I cannot remember off the top of my head. Why was it with the 20 questions, Russell? What the hell's up with that?
You're trying to sell me on Gerard Mayo for the head coaching job. I just want to know if you have any clue what you're talking about. And the answer is clearly no.
Where did he attend nursery school, Bear?
I'm just asking if you know where he's from. You know,
what size shoe does he wear? You are just ridiculous.
Can you tell me what number? What number did he wear here?
I've got questions.
What number did he wear here?
52.
He was 7. He's like.
You're a punk and a clown, man.
I'm a punk and a clown. You're trying to sell me on a head coach for our football program that we build this entire show around, and you don't know anything about the guy.
I mean, you want fake Jesus freak you freeze who loves hookers.
At least he's got a resume. At least I can sell you on it and tell you why.
I want a flash hire, Russ. I'd be a flash hire. They'd be sold out first game next year. Gerard Mayo was our coach.
Wow, they have really done a number on you. I mean, we have lost Bear, ladies and gentlemen. He is off the deep end. He is.
Put it on wax. I'm pro former UT football players. Russell Smith, not.
Nurse Ratched, please come get Bear and put him in the restraining room. Put him in the rubber room. He's gone totally loco.
Oh, yes. Bear, you've completely lost it.
And finally, number 5. This is a bizarre story coming out of Miami. Internal dissension with the Dolphins. They're coming off their second winning record in 12 seasons. And second year of the Brian Flores era. Went 10-6 this year. Pretty good. Just barely missed out on a trip to the playoffs. And, of course, they've got Tua Tagovailoa to build around. But according to a recent report from the Miami Herald, citing 3 unnamed players, players are expressing concerns over whether the former first-round pick is the right man for the job. One player basically said as much when it was revealed that the 22-year-old would be the starter next season. Player said, quote, "I don't understand why." Saying that they believe Ryan Fitzpatrick to be a, quote, superior quarterback to Tua in every way.
They're right.
You think they should roll with Fitzpatrick over Tua?
I definitely think they should have this year. I mean, they were a playoff caliber team with Fitzpatrick. I mean, granted, they were on the edge of it, but I mean, you just got to get in. That's a big thing in there. Those guys, you only get so many chances of getting in the playoffs. I don't blame him. I'd have been pissed. I will cut to us some slack. I want to see him more than 9 months out from a catastrophic hip injury. You know, but yeah.
That is the top five at five. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles, folks. You can put a smile on your face and make sure it's clean. A clean grill is a good thing to have. That's what I always say. And you can make sure your smile's in tip-top shape with a quick visit to Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Steve Malone's been in practice here in Knoxville for almost 25 years now. He and Dr. Michael Costa take great pride in listening to and communicating with their patients to help them make the best decisions about their dental health. If you need a dentist, if you've haven't been to the dentist in a while, if you have an issue that you're dealing with, call my friends over at Knoxville Smiles. Tell them we sent you. They're going to take great care of you. Their phone number is 865-539-1776. Set up an appointment. Take the virtual tour online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Knoxville Smiles bringing you today's top five at five. If you want to jump in, go ahead and take a shot. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the show. Let's get right back to it. Who's up next, Alex?
Josh.
Josh, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, Russ, Bear, Trey, what's going on?
Big Josh, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot, bud. What time is this damn kangaroo court powwow they're having over there tomorrow?
Trey, what time does Jeremy Pruitt go before the judge, the jury, the executioner?
I don't know what time it's going down.
What time is it? What questions are they going to ask? What's Pruitt going to wear?
Some badly hemmed dress pants.
Polo shirt.
Hi.
Hey, when's the early enrollees show up? Is that done happened?
Yeah, that'll happen
this weekend, right?
Sunday. Yeah. Sunday. Then they have a team meeting scheduled for Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Boy, Phil Farmer, he's doing a bang up job, ain't he, Russ?
What do you want from the guy, Josh? What's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do?
My Lord.
Seriously, what's he supposed to do? He doesn't have any power right now, man. He's been put on.
I mean, he needs to go. He's an embarrassment. Look at this mess.
He needs to pack his stuff and go, doesn't he, Josh?
I mean, my gosh. We was making fun of Auburn for their coaching disaster, and damn if we ain't going to hire the damn guy who started it all and was right in the middle of it.
Who, Steele?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unbelievable, man. Absolutely. He's beautiful. Moved from one coup situation to another. I'm going to start pronouncing the P, too, like our boy in Nashville, Josh. He's orchestrating a coup against Jeremy Pruitt. You know Pruitt pronounces the P on coop, too. Hey, Kevin, you're not going to try and make a coop against me, are you?
A cow.
A chicken coop or a coop.
Oh, man.
Well, I think you kind of left a reservation on this steal. He's waving a white flag, Bear. You're going to have to talk to him or something.
Who, me?
There's no way we can hire Kevin Steele.
Oh. They're pulling the old switcheroo on you right now, Josh. It's a slow-moving coup right in front of your eyes.
Oh,
Russ
Lord.
Seems to think that they're going to do it, Josh. He supported it. I don't know why, but he does.
It's like damn Yogi Berra is running this thing, Russell. Everybody's scratching their head, wondering what the hell's going on.
They
just act like, you know.
Well,
is he even showing up for work? Does Fulmer even come in anymore? See,
yeah,
work from home.
Fulmer's been interviewing these guys with Pruitt. Fulmer and Pruitt are like the buddy cop.
They're down together.
They're the just bumbling cops in a 1970s comedy right now. they don't even realize they're about to get canned. And they're telling everybody that they're not going to get canned.
You think it'll be tomorrow, Friday?
I don't know.
Weekend?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
By the time the new recruits show up, when?
Trey, yeah, I think he'll be helping Caden Salter move into his room when he'll be pulled out by, Coach, Dondi needs to see you. Yeah, she said it's urgent. Please bring your key and your playbook. It'll be like hard knocks. Trey,
what not like hard knocks.
Yeah, I think that, boy, wouldn't you love to see Jeremy Pruitt being let go, like on that cam?
Hell yeah, I'd like to be the one doing it.
Hey, Coach,
fun as hell.
Just want to thank you for your time here. We've decided to move in a different direction. Somebody will help you outside with a hotel and a plane ticket.
Go on, get the hell out of here. You need somebody that can haul your stuff back to Alabama.
Trey, what happens after this? Does Glazier, like, they talked to him. I don't think they fire him unless there's some sort of negotiated buyout package on the table tomorrow. My understanding is they're going to have an interview with him and see what he has to say. At that point, these guys have been working for over a month now. They're going to, compile some sort of report and maybe recommendations for Dondi Plowman and Randy Boyd to consider at that point? I mean, it could take several days.
Yeah, they'll reconvene. They'll reconvene and go over everything that they've come up with. And his answers, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, I've been watching it, Russ, for my whole life. And top three losses, I would say, worst losses, were Memphis, Peyton's Memphis, Jeremy Pruitt. Pruitt, Georgia State, and Jeremy Pruitt, Kentucky. That's probably the worst three losses I've ever seen. And he's done that in 3 years. So it's time
incredible,
to blow this guy out of here.
Well, and as somebody pointed out to me earlier today, his two best wins, in my opinion, are at Auburn the first year and then Kentucky at home that year as well. And when you look at it, those games were really fluky. Like what happened, we caught Auburn basically napping.
Perfect timing.
It was 11 a.m. is our first year. We hadn't done anything yet. They're probably overlooking at us. There was no juice in that stadium, and we snuck up behind them and shivved them when they weren't ready for it. And then
I'd rather have anybody that I did see where Steele was on the same staff as Napier at Clemson and Alabama both, so they've got a lot of history together. That's the only other conspiracy thing I can come up with. So I expect the worst. Who knows around here? Anyway, you guys hang in there. See you.
Very uplifting call from Big Josh this afternoon.
See you, buddy. Oh, the Zoloft call of the day from Josh.
PTR?
PTR?
Up next, PTR, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Go ahead, man.
Hey, gentlemen. I thought I'd bring a little bit of a humor observation to the train wreck, which is East Tennessee's Rocky Top coaching searches in any and all sports. So, excluding the Shinemo, because I will stand behind this fan base forever for stopping that. But listening to yours and Jamie's call, and y'all alluded to the Freeze, the Chadwells, and the Kiffins, and that we're afraid of the optics. Guys, we're hillbillies from East Tennessee. Our fight song, and I think it's the only one in the nation, endorses and supports illegal liquor, tax evasion, and a very subtly cloaked homicide of two federal agents.
Yep.
What optics are we worried about?
That's a good point.
That's all I got, gentlemen. Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow.
I've just resigned to – listen, I hope they hire Hugh Freeze. They should hire Hugh Freeze. I don't think they're going to hire
Hugh Freeze, Russ.
So I'm just looking at what's realistic. There's what I want to happen and then what I think is going to happen. I want them to hire Hugh Freeze.
Well, good.
I think
I want them to hire Lane Kiffin, but they aren't going to.
I think they're going to hire Kevin Steele. think that's what's happening. Trey, do you agree with me that this is a slow-moving coup playing out right in front of us, right in front of our eyes in real time?
Not yet. I don't agree with you just yet, no.
It's not a coup by Kevin Steele. Kevin Steele is merely the figurehead. The coup is being played out by the OG coup maneuverer.
And Philip Fulmer. Smart enough to do something like that?
Well, that remains to be seen, but I think he's smart enough to figure out that it's his only chance to keeping his job as athletics director, because if they're going to go the coaching search route here, I think he's done too.
I wouldn't disagree with that. No. I don't know, man. It feels it's just weird timing. I don't know if they're going to hire some offensive line coach by Friday. Was this a one-off deal with Steele? It's all so freaking weird, man. It's all so weird.
Trey sounds like he's starting to
weird,
now.
Man.
It's far out, bro.
It's one thing after the other. It's just that's the crazy part about this thing is it's wild that Tennessee is going to sit down tomorrow and talk about what they've gathered so far or Friday. And then we're even sitting at this point.
Yeah, because it's been happening for a long time.
It's been going on for 2 months, man. 2 months.
Trey, when was the last time we heard anything from, like, an official statement from Phil Fulmer or the athletic department?
The bowl game release.
Well, the last official statement was yesterday.
Well,
Fulmer did not have any direct quotes in that, did he?
Yeah.
Fulmer or Pruitt?
No. Well, Pruitt had a little post in there. Yeah.
What did he say?
Just happy to have him back in Knoxville. Happy
Glad
to have
to
his
have
wife here.
Kevin and his wife here.
Yeah. Linda.
It's interesting that there's no Fulmer and just a very milquetoast comment from Jeremy Pruitt. You read into that what you will. Quick timeout. You're listening to The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell. Barry Trey with us. More of your phone calls coming up, 865-546-8200. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
All right, it's time for The Docket, brought to you by the Law Offices of Jerry R. Givens. Legal expertise you can rely on. Visit jrglawtn.com for more information. Capitol Hill rioter Jake Edgley, also known as the QAnon Shaman, has been granted a special what? In prison, a special what, Bear? This is the guy, you all see the pictures of the dude dressed like a Viking or something. He's got like the Flava Flav hat on, his face all painted up, all tatted up and everything.
The Viking horns, yeah. That nut. What you were breaking up a little bit. What was the exact question?
He's been granted a special what in prison.
Oh, that's one of the other guys. I know it. Diet.
The special organic diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those weird things, like you see that guy and you're like, okay, well, that dude's obviously a little eccentric. Like, whether you agree with him, the whatever. This guy's
eccentric.
Obviously. Yeah.
Eccentric.
I'm just setting a baseline. You can call him a whack job if you want.
I mean, he's a nut. It's kind of like saying I have some minor anger management issues.
So, at first, you look at him and you think, that's the kind of guy that probably he's just eating a lot of McDonald's, like whatever. Like, he doesn't have a special diet. But then the more you think about it, you're like, well, those are usually the kind of guys that are like, oh, I'm vegan. Yeah, I don't eat anything that comes from animals at all.
No, he just eats organically.
But he was wearing, like, a fur hat and feathers and stuff all over him. I don't get that part of it.
Yeah, he's a weirdo, man.
But no, they gave him he was refusing to eat. He was on a hunger strike. It said he was not going to eat.
You know what I'd say to that? You get hungry enough, you'll eat.
I'm going hungry. A great song. Hunger Strike Temple of the Dog.
Hungry.
I'm going hungry. Sing it, Trey.
Hungry. Hungry.
You, wait. That's how you think that's how Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog goes? Do it. Wait. See me a little more?
Nope.
Hungry. Hungry.
God.
Alex, are you familiar with the Pearl Jam Soundgarden supergroup?
I'm going home.
Temple of the Dog.
I mean, I'm familiar with Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, but never
Temple of the Dog.
You like that song, Bear? It's a great song.
Nah. I mean,
really?
I love Soundgarden. I always say Pearl Jam.
Can I put it on the list? Oh, Pearl Jam's already on the list. I can't put Temple of the Dog on the list of awesome things Bear hates because Pearl Jam.
No.
How's Pearl Jam on the list? What the hell's wrong with you?
So much.
I don't know.
So much.
You got the musical taste of my father.
No, unless your dad really likes Oasis and a lot of other good music. I'm not much into angsty music. I mean, those guys never wrote a song. He's always, you know, bummed
angsty.
Out about
something.
Wait. He's just sitting up there in Seattle in the rain drinking his damn coffee.
So he
better go to hell.
Want to say maybe, gonna have the money.
God, Trey, please, for the love of God, quit singing, dude. I'm trying to be nice about it. The church lady lied to you. You don't have a good voice, man.
Sing.
Two octaves flat.
Give me a little champagne supernova, Trey.
It's a champagne supernova.
I'm out.
I love Bear.
Somebody should cut off your head.
Whoa. Wait a minute. All right. A couple things here. First of all, Trey, I love you. You are the worst singer I've ever heard, without a doubt. There is not a close second.
That's not really me singing, to be honest.
That's you singing. It's okay.
You're
a bad
singer.
Voice, Trey. Second of all, Trey, Bear, we do not advocate violence. We're not making death threats against our coworkers, okay? Dial it down a little, all right? Let's lower the temperature.
All right.
Hunger.
Next on the docket, one other note here. Former Missouri offensive coordinator. That's how we're referring to him? Derek Dooley.
What an idiot.
On the docket today. Filing a lawsuit yesterday against the Missouri Board of Curators to dispute terms of a contract settlement. According to online court records obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Dooley filed a petition for damages in Boone County Circuit Court. His original three-year deal lasted through February 28, 2021. He was making $925,000 per year at the time. According to the terms of Dooley's contract, if Missouri fired him without cause, the school owed Dooley his base salary divided into monthly installments of up to 12 months. And apparently he is not getting that. So, Derek Dooley, taking Mizzou to court. I will see you in court, sir.
If there's one person I wouldn't want to go to court against,
I was gonna
it
say,
would be Derek Dooley.
Does he act as his own lawyer?
Yes, I would.
Your Honor, the prosecution would like to call Barry Odom to the stand.
While we're at it, let me tell you about World War II.
Where's Rommel? That is the docket brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens, online at jrglawtn.com. Folks, if you need a lawyer, this is the guy to call. It's my guy, Jerry Givens, man. Grew up here in Knoxville, went to West High School, went to UT College of Law. He's been practicing in the volunteer state for almost 20 years now. He's appeared in courts in over 80 counties in the state, which really gives him a unique perspective on the Tennessee courts and law in this state. Primarily does bankruptcy law and divorce law, but also if you are going through a personal injury situation, if you are dealing with a criminal case, a DUI, something like that, Jerry would love to help you out. He loves our listeners, loves Fan Run listeners, and is there for you anytime you need him. Give him a call to set up a free consultation. That's right. The phone call is free. The advice is free. So what do you have to lose? Call the law offices of Jerry R. Givens today, at 865-801-9250. That's 801-9250. Tell him we sent you. He'll take great care of you. His website, jrglawtn.com. That's jrglawtn.com. The law offices of Jerry R. Givens, legal expertise you can rely on. Our phone number, if you want to hop in, is 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Who's up next, Alex?
We got Jeff next.
What's up, Jeff?
Guys, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good. Hope you all are. Guys, what's your all's favorite docket cases that y'all have covered?
Russell's favorite's about that poor soul who ended up with his junk in a tuna can and two slices of, like, bologna on his buttocks on a park bench somewhere.
Sitting on a park bench.
Mine is the guy that tripping balls on acid and broke into his neighbor's house to save the neighbor's golden retriever from a house fire, but the house wasn't on fire.
They're like, why are you taking my dog?
Trey?
Trey, do you have a favorite docket?
I don't know. I can't remember that far back. I'm not going to act like I do. Mine was the summer before last when the Knoxville Police Department pulled over a guy that had a torso in the... passenger side floorboard.
That happened, like, no lie, two or three blocks away from the Fan Run Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Oh, that one was rough. That's rough.
Yeah, they pulled a guy over, and they're like, "You know, you have a human torso in your car." And the guy was so wasted, like, no. And apparently, he like ran some guy over, cut him in half, and the torso went through the windshield or window or something and ended up in his car.
God.
Yeah. Terrible.
Trey, how long have you been covering?
I think one of my favorites would also be the guy suing his parents because of his Playboy and porn stash.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I like that. Trey, how long have you been covering the Tennessee football beat?
I've been on this beat for 3 years. I covered the SEC as a whole for 6, and then I covered Alabama and Auburn before that.
Have you seen any place like this anywhere else?
You know, the only place that it reminds me of chaotic, and it's because I was born in the state. I covered them while in college and right after college, was the Alabama coaching disasters that happened over that 5-year span where they had Franchione, Mike Price, Shula, and then they found Saban. I think that one goes up there with it. Because you have to remember,
they won the SEC championship during that time period. They won the freaking SEC during their historic downturn. That's the most Alabama thing ever.
Well,
it's not even close to it. We're Masha. We're a flaming pile of super enriched uranium and burning graphite.
I tell you, the last year of McElwain was really wild. Just everything that came out of there. Players not practicing on campus, players practicing at some gym down the street. You had the credit card fraud situation going on. McElwain said he had death threats when he probably really didn't have death threats. That was pretty wild, too.
Well, guys, here's my concern. Pruitt has his meeting tomorrow. The weekend goes by. Monday goes by. Tuesday goes by. And we still haven't heard anything. What would that indicate to you guys?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you're
hinting at... That they're preparing for a legal war.
That he's coming back? Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways you could go with that, Jeff. Like, you could say that... Maybe he's coming back. You could say that they are negotiating some sort of buyout. It's turned contentious. Or you could say that they're firing him and just trying to – or that the investigation is going on. I don't know.
What happens if they do hire an offensive line coach before next week?
I think it would be on par. I mean, they just hired Steele. But you got 2 days. I mean, honestly, do you think somebody's going to get hired? I mean, they could. I'm not saying they couldn't. You got 2 days to hire an offensive line coach, and they've interviewed numerous candidates. I think that would be pretty tough. But, you know, whatever. I've seen crazier things happen.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Jeff, appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. Number to get on the show this afternoon. D.R. Vall is up next. What's up, D.R. Vall?
Hey, guys. I was just calling to see, when will they make the Randy Sanders and John Chavis hires official?
We're getting the band back together.
I'm telling you, Russ, I said it this morning, three and out. I said Littlefinger was still. But I think this ends of Fulmer just taking back over. Yeah, Davey had said this morning he had heard, and, you know, it's just him hearing a rumor, that Fulmer told them if it came to it, he could coach on an intern basis.
Well, he was going to be out there coaching the offensive line in the Arkansas game. Bear, do you think the battle captain still covets that head coaching job?
We're working like heck.
I mean, does Gollum still covet the ring? Hell yeah, he does.
Precious. My precious. My precious.
Oh, this place is maddening, man.
That's one of your most silly questions you've ever asked me.
He's 70 years old.
Is a pig's butt pork? Hell yeah, he wants that job.
He's 70,
he's
man.
Figure out, get the heck out. You talking about the most Machiavellian, duplicitous, cunning.
He's 70. You think he wants to put up with, you think he wants to do what Mac Brown's doing right now?
He needs to worry about being an athletic director and start worrying about trying to be a head coach.
Wait a minute, Trey. Fulmer bashing here in a second. I'm sure you got it worked out.
Oh, yeah, because you've been really nice to him the past couple of months.
I can say these things. I'm a lifelong, you know, admirer of his.
Oh, yeah, you sound very complimentary.
I am. I'm just telling you. Everybody knows it.
You just compared him to Gollum. You called him the most Machiavellian player in the game.
Exactly. I'm in awe.
You're being very rude.
No.
If that's how you talk about people you admire, I mean, well, I guess we do know how you talk about people you dislike. So it's all actually starting to make sense. Pretty on brand, Bear. Go ahead, D.R. Vall.
Russ, check the tape, but I think you're of this group, you're the three-eyed raven. You remember months ago you said we got all these obvious hires.
Raven.
And we're going to pull somebody out of our butts. And you were right. It's Kevin Steele. Because I'm with it. I don't even think that's a conspiracy theory. I just think that's what's going to happen. Steele's going to be our head coach for 2021.
It's the old switcheroo. They're going to rob us, D.R. Vall. Think about this, of a coaching search. This is the University of Tennessee. A coaching search is our birthright. I demand a coaching search. I want the search firm. I want planes being tracked. I want John Reed at the airport. The whole 9 yards. I want all of it, man. I will not be cheated out of a coaching search just so they can switcheroo Kevin Steele into the head coaching job. Unacceptable.
No, we can't win on the field, but we can win off the field headlines. Yeah, I mean, I want Philip from Wartburg to be out there with his dozer, man, just please begging him to turn it off. Please, just put it down, sir, and step off. You know how this ends, though. Steele's going to get us through next season. The NCAA sanctions are going to come in, three-year bowl ban, and Fulmer will say, well, it's not going to matter anyway. I'll just coach us through these 3 years. Because what do they say about chaos, Russ?
It's a ladder.
That's right. So, guys, if you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention. See ya.
I'd hate for Kevin Steele to be John L. Smith.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'd hate for Kevin Steele to be John L. Smith, who took over for a year at Arkansas while they figured out their coach.
Did he go 0-10?
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't think you can name him interim, man. That kills your recruiting class. You
can't afford it, not this year.
Quick break.
Jeremy will be back next year. Everything will be fine.
Don't say that, Trey. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this.
The drive.
Logos. Wrapping up Wednesday afternoon edition of The Drive. Final check of your Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question. Do you think Jeremy Pruitt will be Tennessee's head coach next season? 536 votes cast at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 55% of the audience says yes. 45% say no. A lot of people think this guy's coming back. I suppose they could be right. Doesn't feel that way, though. 865-546-8200. We're going to wrap up with Willie and Roger. Willie.
Wow. So Willie actually dropped.
Willie dropped.
Yeah, we get Roger.
We have Roger. Roger that. Hello, Roger.
Well, hey, guys. Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you, man?
Oh, doing fine. I got some questions to ask y'all about the situation, about UT, about Pruitt and stuff. That's one first one I ask you is I don't know if y'all know or not for sure. I heard that Russell, is it true that tomorrow is the I heard earlier today that tomorrow they had a meeting tomorrow about Pruitt before he and Thayer are gone. Is that true? Russell, about him? But Pruitt had a meeting about Pruitt tomorrow.
He is scheduled to meet with Glazier, the attorney who is conducting, I guess you call it an independent inquiry into Tennessee and football program under Jeremy Pruitt. Aye. So usually the head coach is kind of the last guy to meet.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, Trey Bear? I've not heard anybody ask this. Is Philip Fulmer going to meet with Michael Glazier? Mm. As involved as he is in the operations of the football program, I wonder if he would have any sort of meeting with these folks.
Yeah.
But we kind of think this is – yeah, we kind of think this is the last
– yeah.
You know, interviewing Pruitt would seem to indicate that they are approaching the end of this – investigation, but that's just an assumption. We don't know that for sure.
Okay, I got you. All right, and I know we hired Kevin Shear from Auburn. That's why I asked you about that. Is that a good hire, you think, Russell?
Kevin Steele?
Yeah, they can hire.
I think if you're hiring Kevin Steele as a defensive assistant, yes, I think it's an excellent hire. If you're hiring him with the thought that he could be an interim and head coach and maybe even the head coach next year, I don't think that is a great move.
Okay. All right. And also, why would you? Is it possible that Trey, with him hiring him, is it possible to give us a sign to try and give us a sign for the Pruitt coming back? Maybe is that possible? Maybe at all possible? Yeah, Roger.
It could be a sign that he's returning, and I think that he's currently the head coach right now, so he's got to make the hires that make sense.
Okay. How about you, Rusty and Barry? You think it's possible about that? I mean, it's possible, Roger.
I'm really hoping they don't bring him back, though. Dead man walking. He's a horrible coach, Roger. You were going to sign my petition to get rid of him.
Here he is.
You are.
No, but I wouldn't do that. But no, I wouldn't do that, Bear.
I thought I could count on your signature to get rid of the gump.
No, that's not true. That's not right.
Not out of them yet, huh?
No, of course not. You know, okay. I said that I'm fooling here, Bear, but I want to keep the guy. So no,
don't listen to him, Roger. He's a mean, bitter old twisted soul.
Watch your mouth. It's sad. I mean, Roger, you turned on Butch with us at the end of that. I've got faith that you're going to turn on this guy. You'll be the last one. But when he loses you, it'll definitely be time for him to go.
So Russell, do you think it's possible? That's why they hired Kevin because Pruitt's staying. Maybe a sign.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. It's like what did Josh Pate call it? It's an accordion hire. He can be anything. Yeah. He can be a D-line coach, linebackers coach. He'd be a coordinator. He can be an interim head coach. There's a couple of different things you could do with it. So I think the further up the ladder he goes, I think it's the more dubious, I guess, in my mind is I'm fine with him being a position coach, man. Even if Pruitt comes back, he's your inside linebackers coach. I guess that's okay. But we'll see, Raj.
And also, Trey, I just want to ask you, Trey, are you hearing anything about the NCAA thing? Have you heard anything behind the scenes? What's going on with that?
They're still investigating everything and putting all the pieces together, Rod. So I would imagine you'll start hearing some stuff over the next couple of days, brother.
It's Glazier guys like Matlock over there going or Columbo.
Very underrated show, by the way.
No stone unturned. What, Matlock or Columbo?
Matlock.
Okay. He has no idea what Columbo is.
I know what Columbo is. The guy in the brown jacket. I know what Columbo is. Come on.
Step off.
Name the actor.
Step off.
I can't name the actor. He's too damn old, but I know what Columbo is.
Let's take a quick break.
What other questions is this for me? Russ would ask you a series of more complicated questions.
We're gonna take a quick 21-hour break.
All right, fine.
Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Trey. Have a good evening.
You too.
Big thanks to Alex Olive for all his hard work here at the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. That'll do it for us. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.